So, just coming back to finish what we were talking about Kite's Nest. So you said that part of the pleasure for you is being able to bring kind of an interdisciplinary approach mm-hmm. and all kinds of different things to the curriculum. So, I don't know, can you talk about one thing that you think really worked well or created an interesting moment?
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about one because we spoke about an aspect of it before, but I was talking about what it was like for me to keep a journal as a kid, and I've done a couple courses that kind of used parts of that, one of which was called The Notebook, and we just had a after-school writing class that was using notebooks, but in a very interdisciplinary way, asking students to write reflectively about themselves, but also write creatively and collage in their notebooks, and it was also kind of just like a writing room. It was like a space for students to write in whatever way they wanted to. And that class is one that's run a few times and I think has been really successful and beautiful in the relationship that it's built between students and writing. I think a lot of students came to it feeling nervous about writing, and particularly the homeschool students. And maybe like they didn't have the skills they needed to be writers. And that, I think, the experience of keeping a notebook and writing in a really interdisciplinary way, in a really unstructured and open-ended way, was really exciting for them. And then I did another course with a friend called Field Notes, which was kind of a hybrid class that was an art, ecology, and observation and recording class. So in that class we kept notebooks as well, and our notebooks were what we used to engage with the environment. So it was a class that happened outside the classroom. We would go to the woods every week and spend the day outside and use our notebooks to record the changing environment. So it happened in the spring, and so we collected materials and pasted them in our notebooks and pressed flowers, but also recorded the weather, the temperature, the wind, made paintings, wrote observationally in our notebooks. And that class was such a pleasure to teach because it was something that I love to do and challenged me as an educator to engage with ecology in a different way and and learn about observation, formal observation, scientific observation and recording, and then this sort of more creative observation and recording that we did in the class. And we created, as our kind of final project, this calendar with selections from the students' notebooks on the wall and things that we had collected. So students' notebooks were hung. There was a selection from a student or more's notebooks for each week of the course, and they're work was so varied and beautiful, and then the students also made their own little book of wild edible or medicinal plants that we found and learned about and researched, and they each made a watercolor drawing of their plant and researched it. Yeah, it was a fun one.
I hear also a lot of the themes that you've been talking about in terms of painting and writing and reflecting and being outside really come together in that course.
Definitely. Too. I mean, that's an incredible privilege to be able to teach that way and really bring yourself and your interests to a group of students in that way. It's really, really fun. Yeah.
Can you tell me a little more when you said that this, you talked about the wedding industry in this town?
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that a wedding industry had a real influence on a space. So can you talk more about either through your own encounters with it or what you've noticed?
I mean, I don't know, maybe it's like May to October, there are like buses of people that like go from bar to bar on the weekends, or, you know, they're just, people come, it's a beautiful place. People want to have their weddings here, and then their whole world comes with them, their friends and family. And those guests are experiencing this place through that particular window of attending a wedding here. And so as someone who's here all the time, you just start to notice the pattern of, people coming sort of with their cell phones up, you know? And then as a working person, I've also just worked weddings as a caterer and as a waitress and now as a person trying to have my wedding here, because we love it here and we are so invested in this community, it's been complicated too, because we sent out our, I mean, just in like a small way, in that we sent out our invitations and list of accommodations for people to stay, and our family members told us immediately that they were all booked up. So it's just, you know, yeah, things fill up here, I guess. This is one way that this place as a destination has kind of exploded.
And since you've been living here full time, is there a stark difference between what it's like to be in Hudson in the winter and what it's like to be here in the summer?
Yeah, definitely. Or even what it's like to be here on a Monday or a Friday. Yeah, Hudson in the winter is really amazing. You could kind of walk down the middle of the street. And, I mean, it's, in some ways it's different, and in some ways it's exactly the same. I still feel in the summer like I walk down the street and I know everyone, and in the winter that's just even more true. Yeah, we had a really fun snowstorm in April here, where the whole town shut down and everybody had to move their cars at a certain time to the other side, and it was such a pleasure to be out in the street, and also such hard work, but digging people's cars out, and and you really felt the sort of intimacy of the town.
So we've come to about the time you agreed to give us, and grateful. Is there anything you'd like to say about how you envision your future in Hudson, what you would like to, yeah, how you see yourself, or how you see yourself contributing to Hudson? You've said mm-hmm. something about teaching, definitely, but can you imagine yourself here in the long term? And
I very much have been imagining myself here in the long term, and I guess a vision that I feel comfortable wishing for Hudson is one where everyone feels, or where most people, I can't say everyone, but where most people feel valued, and like their voice is heard in the community, and that they have and one in which people have, you know, opportunity here. Part of, I think, what's most hard about the development of tourist industry in Hudson is that it's very particular in terms of employment, in terms of what it offers, and who it is offered to. And so I would love to see this place become one in which young people can grow and be healthy, and also see themselves as valuable and as members of the community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lucy Seeger.